Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson. Of course, she's Cass County Extension Program Coordinator. We're going to talk about trees. Kate, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
And trees, I don't know, how do you describe a world without trees? I mean, it's just almost unbelievable all the things trees do for us, but we do need to take care of some trees.
We do, and sometimes trees are one of those things that maybe people take for granted a little bit. They've always been there. They're slow growing. They're constant. And then someday you look at your tree and say, why are we missing leaves? Why are they turning brown? Why are they dropping early? Why are they that funny color? Why are there holes in the trunk of my tree? And so we're hosting a workshop here in conjunction with some partners to kind of help people get a handle around how they maybe should be surveying their trees occasionally.
And it's kind of two parts, and so people can choose to come to each part or either part. But the first one, it sounds kind of fun, actually.
I think so. But of course, I love trees and I get a lot of tree questions. So I'm really looking forward to it. So we're talking about a two-part series, the Forest Health Walk and Emerald Ash Borer Information Meeting. They're happening Monday, the 3rd of October. And both meetings are here, or at least start here, at the Cass County Community Center on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. So at 3 o'clock, we're doing a Forest Health Walk. Meet here at the Community Center and we will be doing a walk or car tour, if you prefer to follow along in your car. And we're going to be heading through Sunnyside Park with Seth Statham, the Atlantic Parks and Rec Director, and Lindsay Barney, our DNR Forester. So we'll discuss common tree and forest health issues. And basically, as we walk, we're going to look at the trees along our way, and they're going to point out some things we may want to watch for as we look at trees on our property.
Okay. Yeah, and as you said, it's sometimes we sort of ignore it till it's really in our faces, and sometimes it's too late, but sometimes it's not. I mean, trees are pretty tough for the most part, and they may look really bad one year, but they don't die. But there are other reasons why they do. So this is all a part of that walking. Really important, as you say, Kate, to really look at those trees.
Yes, absolutely. Trees, a lot of people don't realize trees will kind of store stress. So they may react not badly in a year when you think they're really stressed, and then if they have a minor stress a year or two down the road, they just have no reserves left, and so that's when they'll go downhill. And of course, when they go downhill is when myself or Seth or Lindsay get the phone call, you know, what's wrong with my tree? Well, then you have to go back through the history of that tree's life. Well, was it involved in this flood 5 years ago? Have you moved any soil around the base of the tree in the past 5 years? So the history of a tree, trees have a long memory. They're kind of like elephants, if you will. So anyway, that is Monday from 3 to 4:30. Join us for a walk around the fairgrounds and through Sunnyside Park to look at trees and what you should be looking at in your own trees. Then we're going to have folks take a break from 4:30 to 5:30, go get dinner if you want to bring a lunch and eat on the grounds, bring a dinner and eat on the grounds, and then we'll come back here at 5:30 for the second half of our program.
Okay, and the second half has certainly been in the news. So Emerald Ash Borer, do we have it in Cass County?
We do not have it confirmed in Cass County, no. And I think Seth spoke to this a little while ago, too. They had some questionable trees in Atlantic, but they were checked out and they did not have Emerald Ash Borer. So certainly there's lots of people trained in the county that are looking for it. We have not confirmed it yet in Cass County. There are about approximately 20 counties across the state where it has been confirmed. We know that it spreads on its own a little bit at a time, but it also spreads in firewood and in movement of wood products. And so it's been popping up kind of in a patchwork quilt across the state as people move firewood, transport wood products. The entire state of Iowa is now under quarantine for moving ash wood products. And actually, this past summer, it was also found in the Omaha metro area. So it's basically on all sides of us, but it has not been confirmed in Cass County yet.
Now, when this first was talked about and you know, was happening, I think mostly to the east of in the United States, it was like all the ash trees are going to be gone. Now, perhaps it's really good that we haven't got it confirmed yet, because as I understand, Kate, there are have come up with some treatment methods that might save some of those ash trees.
Absolutely. Yeah, it started in the early 2000s up in the Great Lakes area of the United States, and it has slowly been spreading down through Michigan, the Illinois area, Wisconsin. It came across the river here into Iowa about 2009, 2010. And then in the last couple of years, it's been popping up all over Iowa. Absolutely, when it was first found in the U.S., it was a death sentence to every ash tree in a 50-mile radius. And now there are, the more they know about it, there are more treatment options. There is more reasonable treatment options. But it's still expensive enough. You want to pick those high-value ash trees, the ones that really are a standout in your landscape, are already in good health. A treatment will not save a declining or an aging ash tree. It's too expensive to treat every ash tree in your timber if you have a large wooded area. But they will. That's one of the things, the treatment options, identification options. They will be talking about all of those at that meeting on Monday from 5:30 to 7, all of those different pieces of how you handle emerald ash borer.
Yeah, and that's really good to know, because when you think about, you're talking about it is expensive to treat. It's also very expensive to have to cut down a tree. In addition to missing the tree, it's also expensive.
Oh, absolutely. And the only thing that we ask people be aware of is if you do decide to treat the tree, from what we know, that is a decision for the lifetime of the tree. It will have to be treated every year or two for the rest of its life. If ash trees live to be 60 years old, just need to be prepared that that's a commitment you're making to that tree. But if it's a long-lived tree, if it's one that's really valuable in your landscape, then absolutely that can be a management decision. So some of the things we're going to be talking about would be, like you mentioned, the history and life cycle, how to identify emerald ash borer, management options and how we make those decisions. And then if you do decide to replant, obviously they're not recommending you plant new ash trees at this point. So what would be some alternatives you could plant that would be suited to this climate here in Southwest Iowa? So we'll have some folks from Iowa Department of Ag and Land Stewardship, and then our DNR District Forester, Lindsay Barney, talking about the history and some of the treatment options.
Okay. And one of the advantages I see of like walking through Sunnyside and so on is you are going to see trees that are suitable for our area. I mean, you see them growing, and that's so important. You know, you look at pictures of trees and go, oh, that's a really beautiful tree. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you need to take a look at where it should be grown.
Right, and figure out what kind it is. And you know, sometimes this goes without saying, but people get worried when they see. So obviously the first step in determining if you have emerald ash borer is determining if you have an ash tree. And like I said, sometimes that goes without saying, but sometimes not. And sometimes it's hard to identify ash trees. They have similar characteristics to other trees that are grown in this area. And so we'll be learning how to identify some of those trees as we kind of walk around and also a little bit at the meeting as well. One other thing I do want to mention, both of these meetings are free to the public, but we want to make sure that people RSVP. So if you are planning to come to either or both of these, you can come to whichever ones interest you. Just give us a call here at the office, 243-1132. We'll make sure you're on the list, especially for the walk. We don't want to leave without you. So we'll make sure that you're on the list, totally free to attend, and we'd love to have a good turnout with lots of questions.
I'm assuming there's more information, and perhaps they can sign up on the website, a website?
There is a flyer about the information and what will be covered, as well as a schedule for the afternoon on the Cass County Extension website. So just Google Cass County ISU Extension or extension.iastate.edu/Cass, if you can remember all that. But really, just give us a call. We'll get you on the list, 243-1132. All the information is on our website, but we're just basically taking names when you call in and then a phone number in case we have any weather concerns and have to cancel at the last minute. But as long as your name is on the list, we'll consider you registered.
Okay, excellent. And as you say, no fee for these programs. So it sounds like it's going to be could be fun if you like to go out and walk. And I think the weather's going to be cooperative. And also, what a learning situation. Much better to see it in real life than see pictures on a screen somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. You know, pictures of the trees in the books, they're up close and they're small and they're hard to see, even if they're in color. Being next to a tree and figuring out the bark patterns that help you identify those trees, you know, reading about those alternative trees. Oh, this one gets to be about this tall. This one gets to be about this wide. Well, how big and wide is that? Well, we've got a live one here in the park, so that'll give you a pretty good idea of if this tree would fit in your home landscape. So getting out there and interacting with those trees, like you said, it's supposed to be beautiful weather. What better way to spend a lovely fall afternoon than walking through a park, looking at the trees as the leaves start to change and looking at tree health options. So it should be a great walk. We're really looking forward to it, and we hope you'll join us.
Okay, remind us of the date and the times.
Okay, so it is coming up this Monday, October 3rd, at Cass County Community Center on the fairgrounds, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. From 3 to 4:30, we'll be doing a forest health walk, leaving from the community center. We'll be back here at the community center, 4:30 to 5:30. You're free on your own to grab some dinner. And then at 5:30 to 7, we'll sit down here in the community center and have an informational meeting and question and answer session on emerald ash borer specifically.
Thank you very much to Kate Olson, who is the Cass County Program Coordinator for ISU Extension. And until next time, here's a thought. Trees are the best antiques.